Chapter 10 In the Interpreter's House. And they shall be all taught of God. John 6, verse 45. The man on the picture. Thus Christian traveled on. Finally, he came to the house of the interpreter. He knocked on the door again and again. He continued to knock. Finally, a servant opened the door. "Who is there?" "A traveler, sir," Christian replied, "an acquaintance of your master. He sent me here. He told me that your master can explain many things to me, which will be helpful for my journey. May I speak with him?" The servant turned around and called his master. A little later, the interpreter stood before Christian. "Tell me, what do you desire?" "Sir," Christian said, "I am from the city of destruction, and I am traveling to Mount Zion. The man at the gate told me I had to go to you, because you are able to tell me excellent things, things which will be very helpful for the rest of my journey." "Come on in," the interpreter replied. "I will show you everything." "You light a candle," he told his servant. "You, Christian, follow me." The interpreter took him to a private room. The servant opened the door, and Christian immediately saw a beautiful picture on the wall. It was a picture of a distinguished man. Behind his back lay the world. You could tell that the man did not care about it, for his eyes were looking up to heaven. In his hand he held the best of books, and when you looked closely, you could see that truth was written on his lips. This man did not lie. He was speaking to a group of people, and it seemed as if he repeated over and over again, "Listen to this word." Above his head hung a golden crown. It seemed as if someone was ready to place it on his head. "Who is this man?" Christian asked. "He is one of a thousand," interpreter answered. "He is a servant of God. Do you know what he desires? He hopes that you may grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And he also hopes that the Lord Jesus may become greater and more glorious in you. He desires that you may come to know him more and more. All his efforts are for this. You see him with that open book, don't you? He does not only want to read that book, but he also wants to explain it to people. He fervently hopes that the people will do what is written in that book. Look, the world lies behind him. He loves his master much more than the world. You notice that, don't you?" Christian nodded. "And do you see that crown above his head? Do you know what the meaning of that is?" the interpreter questioned. Christian shook his head. "He may certainly know that he will receive a crown. That is the glory. He will receive this reward after this life. I wanted to show you this picture first. That is not without a reason. For the man on the picture is the only man who may help you in all the difficult places, who may show you the way. The Lord of your new dwelling place appointed him for that. Will you remember this picture well? Then you know what a true servant of God looks like. Beware of men who pretend as if they are showing you the right way. Their ways lead to death." Explanation: the man on the picture is a true servant of God. We need such servants on our journey to eternity. A room full of dust. The interpreter took Christian by the hand and brought him to a large parlor. The room was full of dust. It was dusty because the room had never been swept. When Christian saw this, the interpreter asked a man, "Can you sweep this room?" The man took a broom and began to sweep the parlor. The dust flew all around. It was so terrible that Christian almost choked. The interpreter then told a girl who was watching, "Go get some water." When she returned, she sprinkled water on the dust. The dust immediately settled down. Now it was easy to clean the room. Sweeping was a much easier task. "Breathing is much easier too," Christian smiled. "But what is the meaning of this? Why are you showing me this?" "This parlor represents the heart of a person who does not know God," the interpreter explained. "It is a heart that is full of evil. The dust in the heart is sin. The heart is filled with this sin from our birth. This sin corrupted our heart. We are filthy because of it. Most people do not know about this original sin. They do not realize how bad it is. The dust lies quietly on the floor. But when God begins to speak with his law, he says, 'You may not steal. You may not lie. You must honor your father and your mother. You must love God above all.' And thus, God shows you all the commandments of his law. Oh, how this frightens you. Then it is as if all that dust flies up, and it becomes worse and worse. Everywhere you see sin and more sins. It almost chokes you. But God does not only speak by his law. He speaks also by his precious gospel. The gospel is like water. It softly flows into your heart. God subdues the cloud of sin. He makes the heart so clean that the king can live in your heart." Explanation: the room with dust is just like our sinful heart. We do not believe it is so bad until the Lord shows us. Not until then do we feel that our heart must be cleansed. The Lord will take care of that so that we do not have to perish in our sins.